Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Thursday, I am thinking about a new Gallup survey that says Americans overwhelmingly support the protests we are seeing across the country. While most Americans do support the constitutional right to protest, this Gallup deal is a bit tricky. The survey makes no distinction between peaceful and violent exhibitions, and is a cyberspace situation. That is, you have to use a device to give your opinion to Gallup. Nobody calls you at random, the way polling used to work. Now, device polling means fewer senior citizens are involved because many older folks don't do social media. Finally, the Gallup people collected opinion from mostly Democrats, a 10-point advantage over Republicans. That, of course, would skew any poll, any question. Why did they do that? Could it be the Gallup organization wanted a certain outcome, a certain headline? Just asking, but I think I know the answer to my question. So be skeptical of all polling. It's easy in this high-tech age to get any result a company wants. Finally, here's the O'Reilly poll, and you can take it to the bank. Americans support nonviolent dissent. We despise violent people. And we'd like some fair polling. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.